from the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good afternoon. It's 12:03 in downtown Rochester, 77. Mayo Clinic saw its net operating income exceed $500 million in the second quarter of this year. A required financial filing shows the healthcare giant had more than $5.85 billion in revenue for the three-month period that ended June 30th. That represents an increase of more than $500 million from the second quarter of last year. Mayo Clinic also saw an 8% increase in expenses in quarter two, that category reaching $5.35 billion. Through the first 6 months of the year, Mayo Clinic's net operating income has totaled just under $900 million, which is up nearly 20% compared to the first half of 2025. A threat suspect was among three juveniles taken into custody following a police chase last night in Rochester. A Rochester police spokesperson says officers responded to the report of a juvenile male sending threatening texts in the 200 block of 9th and a half Street Southeast. Officers found a vehicle leaving the area and attempted to stop it, but the driver fled. Police used a pit maneuver to stop the vehicle in the area of 11th Street and 14th Avenue Southwest and took the juveniles into custody. Police say that two firearms were recovered from the vehicle. The State Patrol says a semi-truck ran over and killed a motorcyclist yesterday near Leech Lake. The trucker was traveling south on Highway 371 when he suddenly veered to the right-hand shoulder where the motorcycle was shortly before 4 p.m. 30-year-old Roy John Berger of Vadnais Heights was identified as a motorcycle driver. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Pennsylvania man driving the semi was not hurt. Next week, hundreds of parking spaces will be available for the first time in 4 months in downtown Rochester. The city announcing today that the Center Street parking ramp will reopen at 5 a.m. on Monday. It was closed in late March for restoration work. Officials say some of the spaces will remain closed while crews finish interior restoration work. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, the Med-City Movie Guy joins Andy Brownell on Rochester Today here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. More news on the KROC.